With us today is Senator Ted Cruz from the great state of Texas. And so many things are going on. Where do we go from here? Senator Cruz, the college campus situation is out of control. Now, some of these people are being paid. It seems like the tents are the same color, the same tents all over the place. How do we determine who's paying these people?
Well, John, what we're seeing is horrific. You're right that there's clearly significant money behind these anti-Semitic protests. There has been considerable speculation that George Soros's networks of foundations is funding it. We know that his network of foundations has funded a lot of anti-Israel activity over the years. Fundamentally, what we're seeing on the campus of Columbia, on the campus of NYU, on the campus of Yale, is absolutely disgusting. These are rabidly anti-Semitic, angry leftists. They are threatening the safety of Jewish students. And I will tell you, over the weekend, it was really sad. The Orthodox rabbi at Columbia University sent out an email to every Jewish student at the university advising Jews, go home, do not stay at Columbia, go home and stay home for an extended period of time, because Columbia University is not willing and not able to protect your safety. What an incredible indictment. I'll tell you, John, every Jewish student bring a class action lawsuit against Columbia University right now and demand the return of their tuition. Columbia has canceled their classes. They're forcing students to take classes remotely. And why? Because the administrators are terrified of the campus radicals, and the administrators and the faculty agree with the campus radicals. They agree with the chants. You listen to the chants that we've heard on the campus of Columbia. Chants that are explicitly Hamas, that are praising the terror activities, the murders, the rapes, the grotesque atrocities of Hamas. This is where our young college students are right now, and their minds are being poisoned by the radicals who have taken over so many of our elite institutions.
Senator, some of these people are students. Some of these people are visitors to the university. Some of these people are illegal aliens. I mean, if these people are threatening the United States of America and they're not legally here or they're visitors, shouldn't they be deported?
Absolutely, yes. Look, it is straightforward how sane, rational administrators, how sane, rational elected officials, how sane, rational law enforcement would handle this. Any so-called protester that threatens violence, that threatens the safety of another student, should be arrested. They should be prosecuted. If they are a student, they should be expelled. If they are a professor, they should be fired. And if they are not American, if they are from a foreign country, they should be deported. When you see radicals that the Biden administration is letting into this country chanting death to Israel and death to America, we have no obligation to welcome people to this country who chant death to America. You don't have an entitlement to come in on a student visa. And if you're here as a radical wishing death on the American people, you need to get the hell out and go back to the country you came from.
Now Senator, you also always been a man of the law. And it seems like the Supreme Court rules and the White House and President Biden doesn't pay attention. I mean, the Supreme Court doesn't have an army. They don't have a navy. They don't even have the FBI on their side. What is going to happen to our country? Is there a rule of law?
Well, rule of law has been more threatened and more undermined and more damaged in the last 3.5 years. At any time in our nation's history. And John, I got to say, look, you're in New York City. You're in the heart of left-wing radicalism. You hear all the time from liberal Democrats who accuse Donald Trump of being an authoritarian, of being a dictator. That's part of their talking points. They also, they love to beat their chest. Democrats love to beat their chest and say, we're defending democracy. And I got to say, John, it's actually a remarkable thing. Sigmund Freud has got to be turning over at his grave. Because the left engages in a psychological projection at a level that I've never seen. They talk about lawlessness. Joe Biden is the most lawless president this country has ever seen. We see it at our southern border where he defies federal law and simply releases illegal aliens into this country. 11 million illegal aliens since Joe Biden became president, the worst in our history. We see it. You talk about him ignoring the rule of law, ignoring the Supreme Court. We saw right before the last election, Joe Biden issued an order that tried to give away $1 trillion in student loan forgiveness. The only problem is under federal law, the president doesn't have the ability to just give away $1 trillion. That actually takes Congress passing legislation. He knew that, but he was nakedly trying to buy votes. And it may have succeeded. There may have been some voters who were duped by that. Now, we know what happened. The Supreme Court struck it down, said it's lawless. You don't have the authority to give away $1 trillion of taxpayer money. And what is he doing now? He's doing it again. He's just ignoring the Supreme Court. He's trying to give the money away again. And he's really gambling that young people are stupid. That's what Joe Biden believes. Number one, he's throwing blue collar workers under the bus. If you're a truck driver, if you're a steel worker, if you're a taxi cab driver, Joe Biden is saying you don't matter. And he's going to take your tax dollars and give it to wealthy gender study majors who are standing right now in the Plaza of Columbia protesting and chanting death to America. He's going to give your money to them. He's also counting on the young people that they're not very bright. That's what the Democrats believe, because this student loan giveaway is going to be struck down as well. But he thinks young people don't know it. And let me say finally, John, Democrats talk about defending democracy. Joe Biden, the Democrats have waged the greatest assault on democracy our country has ever seen. Number one, four different cases indicting Donald Trump, prosecuting him, including the ridiculous trial unfolding in New York right now. Every one of them is about stopping democracy because the Democrats are terrified the American people are going to vote in November to reelect the president. And let's be clear, Democrats in Colorado, in Illinois, and in Maine threw Trump off the ballot because nothing says defending democracy like ruling the voters cannot vote for your opponent. Now, thankfully, the Supreme Court unanimously reversed those lawless decisions, but we are seeing a lawless assault from the Democrats every day, and it keeps getting worse.
Santa Cruz, I agree with you 110%, and let's pray for our country. We got a minute left. Anything else that is on your mind today?
Well, look, I'll say that I'm running for re-election in the state of Texas, and it is a serious fight. Chuck Schumer has made clear I'm his number one target in the country, and Schumer and George Soros are going to spend over $100 million trying to beat me in Texas. My last race, I won by less than 3%. So I want to encourage your listeners, go to tedcruz.org, make a contribution right now. The way we stand up to $100 million from Schumer and Soros is patriots across the country going to tedcruz.org, giving $25 or $50 or $100. If you want a strong senator fighting for your liberty, fighting for the Constitution, fighting against the lawlessness of the radical left, then I need your help. Please go to tedcruz.org, make a contribution now, and you have my word. I will continue to fight every day with every breath in my body to defend your freedom and your constitutional rights.
Senator Ted Cruz, thank you, and thank you for everything you do for the state of Texas and the whole country. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.